Does anybody have a fun story from this week? Anybody?
Hang on. I'm sure I do. I just have to.
Anything good happen?
First of all, I'm older, so it takes me a while to go back to okay. yesterday.
Well, you know what? I think we just answered that. No, didn't we?
What was this week?
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of Total Sidebar. I'm your hostess, Ellen Cumley, and we've talked about spring springing. Now it's out of control. It's spiraling in a way, and Ooh. You know who's spiraling with me? Miss Jen Palmer, say hi.
Oh, I am indeed spiraling. And it's a Friday, and that makes me happy. And as we just started to say, things are starting to bloom.
Yes.
It's a good thing, Ellen.
Yes.
It's a good thing.
And who's your little crazy town partner here? Oh, Alexander Shumway. Say hello.
Hello, Ellen.
Yeah. Okay, listeners, she just made, if anyone watches Saturday Night Live and they remember Kristen Wiig as Gilly, who is a strange little character who does bad things, but constantly has a little orphan Annie wig and smile on her face and goes, sorry. Sorry. That's exactly what Alex just did.
Do you know I got mistaken for Kristen Wiig one time?
Really?
I was at a Super Bowl party.
Yeah, I see it.
And this woman came over to me and I'd been there, I don't know, like 10, 15 minutes. And she was like, she's like, I'm sorry I was staring at you. Granted, I was like, you know, face deep in the 7-layer dip, so I didn't even notice. But she's
shocking.
Like, I'm sorry I was staring at you. And I was like, oh. She goes, you must get it all the time. And I said, get what? And she said, Kristen Wiig. And I was like, no, I've never gotten it. She goes, I literally have been staring at you, asking my husband, how does Jeff know Kristen Wiig? Why is she here at this party? I'm like, I've never gotten that before.
Take it.
And I haven't gotten
she's
it
cute.
Since. Oh, I'll totally take it, but I've never gotten
Although,
it since either.
Although, that's facial work.
You say that, Jennifer. I am telling
Alexander,
you, I don't see
facial
her.
Work
I don't. I think she looks exactly the
she
same.
She does not. It is pronounced.
I think
glammed
she,
up. I'll have to look at
yeah.
it.
I think
she's
she looks
had,
exactly
she's had work
the same.
Done. And listen,
then it's good.
Then listen, if you can't tell, then it's good work. Exactly. Mm-hmm. But definitely had work done. Also, I want to love Palm Royale and I just don't.
No.
I know. I love it for the time machine factor, obviously.
Right.
But for the actual.
Did you watch the most recent one?
Yes,
but
I think
the
we're
fucking whale
out.
On the beach. What's happening?
Maybe I didn't watch
let's
that.
Talk
one.
About jumping the shark or whale in
yeah.
this
okay,
particular
listeners,
case.
Palm Royale. It's a series
on Apple.
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
Kristen Wiig.
TV.
Who else is featured in it? Any other name? Oh,
Carol Burnett. Ricky
Martin. Oh, Carol Burnett, which is
Carol
great.
Burnett. It's Carol Burnett's birthday today. She's 91.
Wow! Happy birthday,
you know, my
Carol
dad
Burnett.
Met Carol Burnett.
Shut
Whoa!
Up. Yes, he did. That is a
like.
Good
did he interview her?
Yes, he was a guest on.
I love her.
She was a guest on his talk show, and he came home and he said, "That woman is the nicest person I've ever
I
met in my life."
I can see that.
She
see that.
By the way, she looks like a million
she
bucks.
Does. She looks
she
great.
She and Rita Moreno.
Yeah.
They should live
both
to be
in their
90s, 200.
Both look
well
fantastic.
Into their 90s, yeah. And they look just as good as they ever did.
Yep. Yeah. Carol
That's
Burnett, amazing. A legend.
That's what Agreed. Being a good person does.
Yeah.
You look
I
good.
I hope so.
You last.
Shit, I'm in trouble.
And
oh,
funny.
I'm not going to look good.
No, but also
I
being.
I did some stuff.
Also being really funny, I think.
Yes.
Yeah, yes.
She brought joy
having
to
a good
a lot
attitude
of people.
About life. Finding
Kristen
Wiig,
are you listening to us? All you have to do is continue being funny. You don't
yes.
have to fiddle around with your face. But I still don't think she looks really good.
Okay, okay, okay. This is a very dangerous season for Alex, as I think everybody knows. I'm a little bit worried. As I recall, Alex.
Oh, no.
This is,
What's
this
the
is,
season?
So this is allergy season.
Yeah.
And my understanding is there was a time when you had an addiction to
oh,
a nasal spray.
Yeah. It was, oh, my God. I was pregnant
I
with my daughter, so it was 20 years ago. I'm
Didn't
fine.
Something just
one day
come
at a
out
time.
About it
Ellen, one day at a time,
Afrin?
I'm okay.
The Times just had another
yes,
thing about
mentioned
which
about
ones are addicted.
Afrin. Yeah.
Yes. Stay away from just Afrin. You can go with Flonase.
Afrin yeah. is the good stuff if we're
also,
being honest.
Also, just suffer through. You'll be fine. It's not going to last
I don't,
forever.
I've never used that stuff. Wait, what about the neti pot?
I
Ugh,
tried it once.
Foul.
It's disgusting.
That's disgusting.
It's such a weird,
no.
uncomfortable
Wait,
feeling.
Hold on. Describe to our listeners what a neti pot looks like
so
and does.
It looks like a little, like a clear teapot. And you
or ceramic. I was given one once that was ceramic.
Oh, okay. I bought a cheapo at CVS. Anyway, so you tip your head to the side over the sink, and you pour this like saline solution pretty much in some water, and you pour the teapot into one of your nostrils, and the water goes through that nostril somewhere in your head and then comes out the other nostril. It is the most bizarre feeling.
Horrible.
It's and then somebody told me you can get like it can really mess you up.
Oh, really?
Yeah. There's like something,
too much salt in the wrong place?
No, there's something bad that can, I don't remember.
Okay.
Yeah, put it on your list of things to look up.
Warning, neti pot.
Yeah, but it also it was like, nasty. I was like, I don't like that feeling. Like, it's like, it's kind of like, you know, when you're, you know, when you're drinking and you're laughing and it comes out your nose, it's like, thing, you don't want all that stuff messing around up
running
there.
Around. Got
there
it.
There was a guy at college who used to put a, swallow a piece of spaghetti and then bring it out his nose and go back and
disgusting.
Forth.
That's
like,
disgusting.
Like, you know, pull back and forth like a,
I
piece
hope
of
he
string.
Pulled
how
it.
Long? How long did you date him?
He's the father of my
I was
going
to say his name is Lou.
All right, I'm getting off that topic right now. Dentistry and mucus. We're leaving both of those behind. A quick online dating update because it is quick. So there are two men on the horizon. One, I'm pretty much drop kicking. He's so passive, and admits he's a passive person.
I already don't like him.
No.
And you know what the kicker was? He doesn't binge TV.
Nope.
Oh,
that's a
barely,
hard pass.
Barely watches it.
He doesn't do it because he's one of those like, I don't bother with TV people or just like
here. So here's what's interesting. What he told me. Okay. He's a Zen Buddhist for real, a Zen Buddhist, right? Oh. And I'm like, okay. And it says like grew up a Zen Buddhist. And I said, oh, tell me more. It's like, no, you didn't grow up a Zen Buddhist. You went to college. You did a ton of drugs. You know, and then you got out and you couldn't figure out what to do with your life and you found Buddhism. Now you meditate all the
Which
time and you
is
barely
fine.
Work.
Yeah.
I married that before. Yeah. I don't need to do that again.
Then they're divorced that.
Yes, exactly. The contestant number two, I know you guys might like because I asked him what his profession was, and he is a marketer of distilled spirits.
Oh, what kind of spirits?
Do tell. Tell
specialty
us more.
In vodka.
Tell us more.
That's all I know
righty,
so far.
Really?
And he's local. He's in my hood.
Really?
Mm-hmm. He
and,
is.
And wait. We've just been conversing online.
We've just been
point?
Conversing. He was out of town and he's coming back. We'll see.
Why was he out of town? Was he at some like
he was
convention?
Marketing distilled spirits
okay.
in Houston, Texas.
I am already digging this guy.
I know you.
I like.
Yeah.
I figured.
Do you put the podcast on your profile or no?
No.
Okay. I didn't think so. I was going to say if you
no,
do, you should take it down.
We can't talk about these people.
Oh, I know.
She does.
I know.
Well, if we marketed it properly, it would come up every time someone Googled my name. So. We could be found. It could.
Thank
it's
God
okay.
We suck at that.
That's okay. I know the Zen. I know the Zen Buddhist isn't gonna come hunting.
Thank God we do.
Thank God we don't
zero
do that.
In the way of promotion for this. Why? I don't know. We just don't think
we
of it. Know. We forget. We're lazy.
We don't know. It's because we want our listeners to be a very exclusive club.
Exactly. Yes. It's
and
all,
listeners
all organic.
Quality, not quantity.
We're selecting you. You're not even selecting us.
Exactly.
We're choosing you.
Don't you feel good about yourself now? You're one of the few. The proud, the listeners.
Speaking of which, I checked the totalsidebar@gmail.com account just the other day.
Yeah.
And we got about 17 messages from, remember Beefy808?
Oh, yeah.
No.
Yeah, he's the Russian who wanted to know if we needed production services. Yeah,
oh.
Still checking in.
What about the actual stats, not just the Gmail?
I'll get back to you. Let me get back to him.
It's a
you
lot.
Know what?
There's a lot on your plate.
It's time for, it's time for to be continued. Don't listen to anything these women said. Listeners, just focus on me. Only on me. All right. One thing we touched on last time, there was a question. I can't remember from whom. We talked about dried fruit as a snack. And someone asked if it's more sugary than regular fruit for any reason. It's not piece for piece. So if you take a grape and you turn it into a raisin, there's not going to be a change.
I literally was just thinking, what is a dried grape? And then,
oh my God.
As you started saying, I was like, oh, it's a raisin. You half.
Wow.
You half wit.
Wow. And she's sort of sober. But what happens
on
is
my way, folks.
People
on my way.
You got to watch out, though, because by volume, right? Because grapes shrink.
Yeah, there's no water
raisins,
in it.
You shrink stuff down. So you go, okay, I'm just going to have a cup of cranberries or a cup of dried cranberries. So by volume, you're going to get a lot more sugar. You get a lot more items.
Right. You're eating 18 peaches when you sit down.
Yes, exactly. That's
exactly.
Yes, that's exactly right. That's exactly right. So watch out, listeners.
It doesn't matter. I'm not going to touch that crap anyway. So I'm fine.
No, I got so many other things in line in front of dried fruit.
Exactly.
Another question that we had, and I'm very happy to solve this. We had talked about animals in grocery stores and restaurants.
Yeah, I remember that conversation.
Yeah.
Yes. How and I went to look at what the federal guidelines are. There states have varying degrees, but the federal guidelines are only service animals are allowed.
Yeah, that makes sense.
That's not emotional support animals.
Yep.
It is only service animals. And there are certain ways that you can ask somebody you're not supposed to say what's your disability.
Yeah, we know that from but our real estate class.
What you can say is
she's already forgotten.
You can say
hi. That was a long time ago.
You can say,
hi, is this animal a service animal required because of a disability?
Yeah.
You're not
you
asking
can't
what
say
it
what is.
Well, you can also leave this poor person alone. Why do you need to know? Don't worry about it.
No, but if someone is in with a big slobbery, slabby dog and you want them out of there because you think they're cheating. Most people with real service animals like have the real vests and you can pretty much tell.
You can tell.
You can tell. You can say what work or task has the animal been trained to perform. So I'm just telling you, Karens of the future, if you want to get out there and bug somebody, yeah, that's what you can say. But no, they're not allowed. Okay.
Oh, wow.
Somebody carries their dog in to the supermarket because they just want to grab a couple things.
Even
don't.
In New York?
Anywhere. Everywhere. It's a federal law where food is served.
Why is that never enforced then? People in New York are always running around with their dogs.
Indeed they are.
Interesting.
Indeed they are.
Okay.
It's because if it's a dog culture and all the little rich ladies with little tiny dogs want to bring them and you don't want to lose the little rich ladies, you let them bring them in.
You know what is a holdover from yesteryear, and I hate it when I see it, is when you are walking into a store and you see a dog leashed to something outside.
A pole, yeah.
I know. I'm like, dude, I could take that dog and run away right now. And sometimes I'm like, you shouldn't leave a dog out here because any wackadoo could do that. And that's something that we used to, it's like, you know, it's like hitchhiking. Like the 70s, everybody did. Nobody thought twice about it. Yep. Nowadays, there's some bad people out there. You know what? Go to CVS later.
Okay.
Go home, bring
your
dog home.
I have a different take on that. I, first of all, I agree with everything that you said. Like, if it was my dog, I would never do it.
Never.
Period. However, I do love every now and then when, like, a kid will be like, wait, you can just do that? You can, like, leave the door unlocked or you can do the whatever, like, leave the dog tied up. Like, it does.
Like the old days of
trust. It harkens back
to
times when we trusted people more. And maybe if people were more trusting.
Yeah, good point.
Maybe it would encourage that behavior.
I bet it wouldn't, though. I bet there's
still
bad
people. I don't know. I've seen dogs that have been left outside and their owners come back out and take them. And I'm just saying maybe it could start a movement of people being more trusting. Because I can't remember. I had an example of something recently. My kids were like, wait, you can do that?
Oh, funny.
And I was like, yeah. It happens a lot when we go to the Cape because it's just the rules there are different.
Yeah.
Like,
mellower.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We were watching a show last night, Under the Bridge on Hulu. And it's supposed to take place
in the
early 90s. Yeah, it's all right. Okay. Anyway, she's sitting inside. She's smoking in a bar. We're like, oh, wow.
Sure.
Remember when you could smoke inside? Boy, it feels like a lifetime ago.
Yeah.
Anyway.
These kids,
they
don't know.
Where are my candy cigarettes, by the way? I thought I left them here.
They're upstairs. Yeah, they're upstairs. They're in my closet. When I need to go sneak one, I go in my closet and do it.
Yeah,
I know mom's upstairs smoking a candy cigarette.
They're hidden in my black patent pumps.
Nice, so we know where the cigs are. Excellent. We had one more question about how many semicolons are allowed in one sentence.
Mm-hmm.
Because we talked about run-on sentences.
Yeah, but you could do a colon and then multiple semicolons, right? That was
my rule.
I
still maintain one only.
One?
Yes.
Yes, because you're separating thoughts. And the recommendation was if you feel like you need two, one of them should be a period.
Period. Yeah.
Yeah.
You would never do it. If
you
started writing
like a list, sort of like.
Well, that's different.
Here's what I'm thinking, colon.
Well, then you'd have.
Today is the sky is blue, semicolon.
No.
I'm missing you. Too much. Wow. All right. Yeah, I stand corrected.
Wow. Look at her. Punctuation happy.
Wow.
Sorry. Well, I apparently was wrong.
Going haywire.
I stand corrected.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
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 It was pretty definitive.
If you did it and you saw it, you would have been like, that doesn't look right.
That's not right.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm just the worst is when you do make a grammatical error and someone calls you out on it. You're like, God, I feel so bad about myself.
I'm dumb.
Can I just give a big shout out to Tim Cook or whoever the hell is in charge of Apple iMessaging? Now you can edit texts.
Yeah, that's good.
Oh, because I have such trigger finger and I would send stuff through. I'd be like, no, that's not what I meant. Or when I was trying to make
a
joke.
You could never get the cursor back where
exactly.
You wanted it.
Yeah. Now you can go back and edit. I mean, it says
edited,
but I'm
emailing
like, I care.
Anymore. They're texting.
Yeah, exactly.
And also I have big fat thumbs and I feel like whenever I try to text certain words, it comes up as a different one.
I also just don't pay attention. I'm like, send.
Oh, yes.
Send.
And that's when we get the best stuff out of you.
It's true. It's true.
We don't know. I think it's Like It or Not. Okay, I feel like, I know we didn't ask it because you know I maintain the database more than I do the marketing stats.
I was just going to
stats.
Call that one out.
Yeah, that's fine. Like it or not, skydiving.
No.
Yes.
Whoa.
Boing.
Discuss. All right, you go first. Pro.
I've always wanted to.
What?
Yeah, I think it's I mean, it's not like oh, it's on my bucket list. I'm going to do it before I die. But if someone ever said to me, hey, you want in? We're going next weekend. I would say yes. I would obviously do it the kind where you strap to somebody else's back.
I don't
back,
think
like
they'll,
do
on a, yeah, don't think they'll let you do yeah. any
no.
other way.
No, they won't.
And you know that my reference is The Amazing Race, obviously, because that's of when course. I see it done the most. Yeah, I feel like it looks really like it would be scary. But I don't know. Something about it seems so fun and so freeing and so like, so it's very out of my comfort zone. Judging
you.
Of your reaction,
I
Alexandra,
can't believe
it clearly isn't something you would peg me for. But no. I've always, since I've been little, thought it would be cool.
I'm tucking that in my Jennifer file.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? I'll wait for you at the bottom. I think it is unnecessary danger. Anything could go wrong. And I just sit there and I'm like, you know what? I would be the one person. It's like, pull the cord. I am. Pull it harder. I am. It's not coming out. And I would be like, Mother of Christ. I knew I shouldn't have done this. This is when I plunged to my death. I'm telling you, it just feels unnecessary.
Sure.
It feels like I put my seatbelt on all the time.
You take other kinds of risks, maybe.
Yeah, I take other risks. Yep. But yeah, that's not one of them.
Yeah.
But it's funny because I'm not afraid of heights. I do like, fun, you know, wee stuff like
action
that.
Action stuff.
Yeah, I'm kind of an action-y type person, but that feels like it's unnecessary danger.
It's unnecessary.
The other one that looks cool is the, like, I've never paraglided before, though. I think that would be
pretty.
Fun.
Oh, I've done that. That's fun.
Yeah.
Oh, so you'd paraglide, but you wouldn't skydive.
Well, yeah, but I'm not jumping out of a plane to my death. Like, you're up above water. You just go wee, and you go up, and it's kind of boring to be quite
honest. Do you say wee as you go up?
Kind of, yeah. It's fine. It's, you're up and you look around. It's like, okay.
Wait, are you talking about the thing where you're tethered to a boat?
Yeah.
Oh, that's parasailing.
Oh, that's what I've
done. I think it's parasailing.
Paragliding is when you run.
When you have your wings. You have your own wings and you jump off a cliff.
Oh, that actually seems like that could be kind of fun. Yeah, because you already, here's the thing.
Yeah.
That's for listeners. My arms are out wide as though I'm
imitating it.
That would be fun because you are flying and you already know that thing is working because it's already opened up.
That's true.
That's,
you're not
that's the element
the
that you don't like.
Exactly.
I see.
So yes, I would do that, but I also be a little nervous because, whatever. But I that
you're
to
flying.
Me, if I had to pick one, I would pick that flying.
Okay.
Okay, Ellen.
I've done it.
Oh, you have?
I have skydove.
When did you do it?
My friend Andy turned 30, I believe, and that's what she wanted to do for her birthday.
Did I know this?
I must have told you at some point, but yes, we did it.
That's awesome.
And it's tandem. There's a man strapped to the back of you. And they take you through all the safety stuff. You are strapped into things like a sausage. It's not attractive. So if you, hey, you Instagrammers, if you're looking for really cute shots, don't. Because you don't look good.
Isn't that when your face is
no,
like...
No, it's not like Mark III. No, it's not like you're... No, they don't take pictures of you up there. But my problem was that... So what they do is you go up in this plane. There's not even a door. It's an open air on the side.
Yeah.
And then you scoot. And they're like, okay, swing your legs over the side. And then they say 1, 2, and they push you. They don't even wait for 3.
Wow.
They just take, because they won't let you hesitate.
Yeah.
They send you out there. So off go my friends and off go my friends and off go my friends. And then it's my turn and fine. I go off. It's super cool.
Yeah.
We could see the Cape, like we were over Cape Cod.
Oh.
And so you could see the outline of the Cape, which was pretty wild. And it's super silent.
Yeah.
As soon as they pull the cord. My problem was I'm the only one of all of them who got the guy who wanted to tell jokes.
Oh my God.
Bad jokes. Like a priest and a rabbi walk into a bar.
He's telling you jokes as
Meanwhile,
you're falling?
The other, I find out from my friends, they're like, yeah, he was saying, here's a way to take it in. You know, just look at the colors and look at the sky and I'll give you a minute. Like they're all doing their meditative, you know, moment of loving nature. And I've got Annie Youngman. For those of you who don't know who that is.
Annie Youngman.
So I'm going back as far as I can. But it was, I would, if
kids,
you're,
grab those phones and
I
get
would,
on the Google machine and
you're
see
gonna,
who Annie Youngman
I don't even know if it's on Google. He's so old.
Yeah.
It might even not be there. Anyway, but other than that, I would encourage it. It's if you're in the hands of, like, when you pull that cord, you're like, oh, you are jerked.
Yeah.
You're jerked. And I
That's
got jerked
awesome.
in some private areas. And
sure.
I said, could you loosen the cord just a little bit of a bit?
Wait,
he's
do
like,
you,
I know what happened.
Do you feel like you're falling fast or do you feel like you're floating?
You don't feel like you're falling.
Weird.
Because you're so high, whatever you are, what are you, 7,000 feet up, something like that?
No idea.
So you don't feel like you're falling because the only frame of reference is how big the earth is getting is coming towards you. And it's so small when you start, like yeah. you wouldn't notice like, oh, I see that that has gotten a little bigger. That outline has gotten a little clearer, or I can see more green. Like you don't notice it. You're still so
weird.
High up. So, and then you pull the cord and you do feel like for a moment, like you're floating because you feel the jerk and you're like, oh, I'm being uh-huh. held on by just that thing.
Yeah.
And down
and
you
weren't at all like, pull the cord down.
No.
Do it.
Nope.
No.
No.
Well,
no, right. I think you could do it.
Well, I'm glad you made it through.
All right. Well, I'm glad we covered that. We learned a lot.
Yeah,
we learned a lot.
I like that one.
We're not going to learn a lot with this one.
Okay.
Like it or not, the Wahlbergs.
Oh,
the restaurant or the people?
The people.
Okay.
I love them. Mark Wahlberg is my birthday buddy. We both are born June 5th.
Share a birthday. Oh.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Wow. That was just a little commercial announcement
sure,
for those
yeah,
observing.
It's coming up.
Alex guys, you've only got a month and a half left to show up. Yeah, I love the Wahlbergs. I mean, it's kind of... Whatever. One of the Wahlbergs is a chef around here.
We've got one who's with Jenny McCarthy, the anti-vaxxer.
Yeah.
Right.
That's interesting.
Alma.
I don't think she's an anti-vaxxer anymore.
She is.
Oh, she is still?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought
the restaurant, he's the chef there, right?
The one in
Hingham.
At
the shipyard.
Yes. Yeah. I went there years ago.
I've never been. Was it good?
Oh my God, it was so long. It was like 15 plus years ago. It was fine. But one of the brothers came out and he looks like a...
less attractive version.
Thanks. Yes. That's what I was.
I know he was on that
like
show,
a melted
when they
version
did the
of Mark.
Show.
Yeah.
Remember?
Yeah.
I never
yeah.
saw it.
That reality, you didn't miss much.
Yeah. I mean, look. First of all, we all go to the OG, who is Marky Mark, and I.
Where is the Funky Bunch these days?
I don't know. I never. Well, I couldn't.
Somebody make a call.
I wouldn't know a member of the Funky Bunch if they, you know, hit me over the head. No idea.
No.
But, Marky Mark, like you know.
He's got a little something.
He's got a little something. And by the way, also, like, think of what he went through. Like, he was a thug. He was like a...
Well,
what
was a Dorchester?
Yeah, like a real, like a street... Yeah, I mean, he served time, I think. And then look what he's done now. Although he is doing... Is he all about Jesus now?
He
is that his thing?
Yes.
Yeah,
oh,
he's doubling
yes, he's
down on Jesus.
He's got his own, like, app or something now.
Oh, does he? Okay.
It's like a,
yeah.
it's like a praying Jesus app.
But I gotta tell you, when he's in... like a comedy, a comedic
movie. Was he in
movie?
Ted? Was he in the movies with the bear?
Yes,
he was.
Yeah. Right. And like, and then he can do Departed. He can do action. He can do all the things. He's very charming. I think he is probably my height.
Yeah, if that.
He could bench all three of us
easily.
Mm-hmm. I mean, like at one time.
Yep.
But goddamn if I don't root for that guy. As I said, super charming and I like him.
Okay. All right. I like that. Jen, where are you?
I have a more complicated relationship with
him.
I will give you all of the assets that you described. I think he's also a...
Wait, it's all Wahlbergs.
Yeah.
Remember. Okay.
Yeah, I know.
We're just starting
with Marky.
We're going with the OG. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm starting with Marky. He's a super hard worker. He's brought himself up, you know, by his own bootstraps. He's served time, all that stuff. I do find him very charming. And I think he's an excellent actor.
Me too.
I think he's held his own in a lot of pretty big films, Departed included. Mm-hmm. The Jesus thing and I understand he's very devout and he always has been and he says that saved him from a lot. And I respect that personal journey. I don't know how I feel about him trying to monetize it right now. It's a little icky to me, but
I think that's
I think
right
I need
there.
To
yeah.
I need to figure that out. He also part of his past, though, I don't particularly like, do you know, he blinded a guy. Like,
what?
Oh, I didn't know.
Yeah.
That.
And he never served time for that. And like he never made reparations for that. Was an Asian American in Boston and he like threw a rock and whatever. The guy's partially blind. Long story.
Wow.
He's got some problematic parts of his past, which I don't know if he's ever completely atoned for, but I mean,
yeah,
whatever. It's
we
his
all
past.
Have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The brothers.
Let me just qualify that. We have not all blinded.
I have not
people.
Blinded anyone yet, but I do have things
I
regret.
We've done some stuff.
I've scarred some people and I'm not ashamed. Go ahead.
The brothers, Donnie, who was also a member of NKOTB, who's married to Jenny. Yeah.
Marky was not a member.
Oh, I'm aware.
NKOTB.
Oh, sorry.
New Kids on the Block.
I meant he was also a singer because he was part of NKOTB. Yeah. Marky Mark was on his own solo artist. And of course, who could forget the Calvin Klein ads? Wow. Yeah. And his workout ethic is crazy. Apparently he gets up at like 4 in the morning.
Cold plunge.
And like, yeah.
God,
all that
he just like
cold
me.
Plunge. Yeah. Isn't that so sweet?
But I feel like I would have more fun with Donnie. He seems like he's more... laid back. He's married to Jenny McCarthy, whatever. He's, what is he on? Blue Bloods? Something like that.
He is, as a matter of fact. Yep. Well, Tom Selleck. Yep.
Yep. So I think he's like put in his time. He knows that he's never going to be Marky Mark. So he just kind of slogs through. He seems like he has a kind of good sense of humor.
Kind
of
slogs.
He was great in Sixth Sense.
He was. Yeah. Yep.
Oh my god.
The other one, the Alba one, he seemed like he was just being dragged along for that reality show and wanted no part of it. But he does seem talented in his own right as a chef. I think all of them had a nice devotion to their mother.
Yeah,
that's they all gave back to their own family.
Kids, are you listening?
Yeah, I think it's a good success story all around. There's a few dark spots that we could choose to blemishes. Look at or yeah, gloss yeah. over. It's up
yeah.
to you.
Yeah.
But all in all, I'd give it a thumbs up.
Okay. All right. I'm super simple. Only know of Donnie and Mark. Mark is likable. Didn't know he had the Jesus side. I try not to judge. You know, that's fine. Monetizing it, yeah, a little icky, but he's not alone. Donnie, I have a prejudice because I really dislike what Jenny McCarthy did with anti-vaxxing. She mm-hmm. was really crazy, sending disinformation. And so that makes me question his judgment.
To be fair, she did that before they were together.
She did. It's true. Yep. She did. She did. And I assume she still holds the same views. But anyway, that's my bias that, you know, I don't like him because I don't like her. And I used to like her. So I'll give him a lukewarm thumbs up.
Sure.
That's where I am.
A B.
Okay. Fine. That's fine. We will finish it with a strange kind of, well, what's not strange on this particular show? Like it or not, step in shoes. There is a trend right now for,
yes, I
want someone to explain to me how this became a burning need in culture that we don't have to bend down to get into our non-lace shoes. We must be able to step in.
Two
Speak
words.
Speak to me.
Baby boomers.
Yes, I know you're
It's for real. Listen, there's a lot more foot problems than there ever have been in this
Are you
country.
Speaking to me?
I'm talking to everybody.
Oh, you a boomer?
Yeah, she's a boomer.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Foot problems, get
on. Oh,
line.
Foot problems.
But listen,
oh, yeah.
I have foot problems too, and I'm Gen X. You know, I walked too much during the damn pandemic, and now all I can wear is Hokas. So I get it. I do feel like, and a lot of them are made by people like Skechers.
Yes.
I just feel like it's really, it just screams I'm lazy to me a little bit. Like, really, you can't take time to put your shoes on?
You just have to bend
I know.
Down.
I just feel like that's what, it's telling the world, hey, guess what? I'm lazy. Or, hey, guess what? I've let myself go so much
I don't
that
care.
I can't
bend over.
I can't bend over. I don't care. Whatever. Like, this is the last bastion of, like, I'm not even saying it's fashion. It's just like, oh, come on. Like, it's like you can't zip up your coat anymore. You know, I mean, they're just things.
I need
like
a motorized zipper.
It just, it feels like that. What are those things called? Those, like, the scooters, the motorized. What
oh,
are those?
The bird. Andy scooter to work.
No. The one in the, when you're in the grocery store, those people.
Yes. The rascal.
The rascal. It's like the rascal of footwear.
Yes. So that's your cart. It's your motorized cart.
Yeah, it's
to
a
motorized.
When they're like beep, beep.
Yep. That's called a
target.
Rascal.
I had one when I had crutches. It was great.
Yes, yes. It's like the rascal of footwear to me.
Yeah.
That
is exactly right. How about you, Alex? You're intrigued.
Oh, no. Oh,
you
no.
seem intrigued.
I don't like them at all. I think they're heinous. I agree. Everything you said is correct. I'm sorry. Are you that busy that you don't have time to tie a fucking bow?
Yeah.
It's a bow. Mother
it's not even replacing laces.
Yeah.
It's the ones that without laces are still, you have to bend down to get into them and that's too much work.
It's insane to me. Yeah, no. So like those Hey Dude ones too, where it's just like I can just slide my foot in. Look, if that's your jam, whatever, but what else is not happening in the personal upkeep department? Okay? Like, come on, man. Are you brushing twice a day?
Did
too
you
hygiene?
Like, seriously, I think that like that's on the outside. That's the shit I can see. What about the stuff I can't see?
Yeah.
And I do question it.
Sure.
I mean, it's as I said, this is it's putting on your shoes. Literally, it's one of the first things you teach a toddler. Mm-hmm. It's like, okay, little
Let's
Johnny,
learn.
We're gonna learn how to tie our shoes. They teach you that in preschool, and now you grow up enough that you're like, well, I'm not gonna do it anymore. Really?
It's laziness has come to like a new, a
I
new
agree.
Peak.
Yeah.
A new
like
apex.
Unless they are penny loafers and they are designed that way, a sneaker should be tied. It should be tied.
It's not even okay. I'll just agree with you and say that they're not even replacing just lace tie shoes.
Yeah.
They're replacing regular Skechers that are just pull on shoes.
Yeah,
but
no.
Now you don't have to reach down and pull them on.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
You're supposed to be able to scoop in. I'm very relieved to hear the opinions on this. We are of one on this because I kept seeing all these ads saying, "Okay, is this a fashion thing?
No,
like
no.
Are we
it
supposed
screams.
To be like, hey, excuse me a second, I'm gonna." slide yeah. into my shoes.
Yeah, I'm so busy. I have no right time there. To tie.
Oh, I gotta run down the street because I'm meeting a movie celebrity. I gotta slide my shoes. Like, I just didn't understand.
It also just screams, I'm old. Like, really? Is that the message you want to send the world? I'm old and I'm lazy?
That was 100% my thought. Okay, good. We're not, nobody buy them.
Yeah. No,
okay,
I'm
that's
okay.
what we're doing. We're boycotting here. Here on the sidebar, no slide-in shoes. No slide-in shoes. Great. I believe you know it's time for Speed Round. Okay, let's try this one because you probably thought about it about a million times. Would you rather be a crash test dummy or have nursing students practice blood draws on you?
Oh.
Crash test dummy.
That's easy.
And it's going to be the same, let's just say this, roughly the same amount of times. Yes, question.
For the crash test dummy, is there like safety precautions? Like, are there like mattresses or like pads that you're going to be thrown into? You don't get thrown into a wall, right?
You're going to be tested the way they would be testing a car. So they're testing airbags,
and stuff. Got it. Jennifer, go.
Oh, the blood, definitely.
You don't have you ever had a beginner take your blood?
All the time. They can't ever find my veins. I'm so used to it.
Really?
All the time. Yes. I don't know what it is. You'd think, given how pale my skin is and how blue my veins are,
how porcelain your skin is.
Porcelain. That's the right word. Yes. Thank you, Ellen. No, all the time. They can never find it. They stick me like a pin cushion.
Huh.
So I'm used to that. That's fine. But I don't want to be, I don't know, there's something could go wrong. Well, I guess something could go wrong with the blood draw too, but something could go wrong in a crash test situation and I could be actually impaired. Plus the jolting of it all and the thrusting and the whiplash and the neck and the whatever. Like, I just don't feel like that would be a fun experience from start to finish. I would brace myself the entire time.
Yes.
I have learned to not brace myself with blood anymore. I have this wonderful trick. I just don't look at anything anymore.
No,
I
never look
completely
never
away.
Look.
Yep.
I talk a blue streak that whoever is drawing my blood must think, could she shut up for a nano? But I can't. No, I got to divert the attention.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm going to go with the blood.
Yeah, me too.
Okay.
Yeah, the whole like an object in motion stays in motion type of thing. And then knowing that there's going to be something that's going to balloon out and punch you in the face, even if it's supposed to save you. That's a no. That's a no. That's an absolute unequivocal no, thank you. I shouldn't say never find my veins. A lot of times they have to poke and prod a couple times. We've also all had a bunch of babies. You have blood drawn every time you sneeze.
True.
It's unbelievable. So you kind of just get fine at it. It's just a little pinch and you're like, and that's the end of it.
It's
so,
the boys who complain when they get their blood drawn.
It's true.
Oh, my God. They're not going to.
Yeah.
It's insane to me. So no, I mean, I don't want to keep getting blood drawn. I don't want, especially by a hack, but what are you going to do?
I got my blood drawn today.
Oh,
actually,
how'd it go?
I had a checkup, so I had my blood drawn. I said to her, as a matter of fact, we were chatting away about stuff and she said, okay, little prick. And it was so smooth. I said, you are the man. All I can say is that was one of the best insertions that I've ever had. And
That's what she said.
I was just going to say, it sounded very dirty.
But I like that she said, oh, there he is. I said, is my vein a he?
Oh.
And she said, yes, he is. I go, okay.
Wow.
She goes, he's big and strong.
And throbbing.
Oh, all right. Kids, it's time for you to go to school. Get out of the car. It's time for you to go to school. But I agree with you. This was not my question. I found this online. And the thought of being a crash test dummy.
No,
there is nothing.
It's a terrible idea.
There's no comparison. So I'm going to work on something that's more equivalent to getting your blood drawn. But yeah, I will say that when in my first pregnancy, I was induced and I had to go in and they had to put an IV in. And the young nurse did not know how to put an IV in. And she tried three times and it really hurt. And my husband was losing his mind and ran out and got the RN who came in and looked at the girl and she said, you try once and then you get help.
Oh.
You do not do it again. Because that's an IV.
Maybe she shouldn't have said that in front of you, though.
An IV is a big insertion. That's not like blood drawn. That's like, that's a big, two big prongs in there. So anyway, but I'm a pro. I can handle it. No crash testing.
You're
no
tough.
Crash testing.
You're tough.
All right, what are you going to do? Like it or not? A nope. Would you rather? Nope. Speed round.
Yeah.
Here we go.
There we go.
You guys, I haven't drunk enough, but when I do, you're going to know.
Seriously.
Oh, my God. It's as I can see. Anyway, Would you rather go 30 days without TV or 30 days without music?
Oh, that's tough.
What you gonna do?
Ah.
Hey there.
Okay.
Trying to sing some hits.
All right. You
trying
ready?
To sing some musical hits to make you
I'm
think
ready.
About the importance
Who's
of music.
Who's ready for this? I'm ready. 30 days without TV.
Yeah.
Now, look, I'm not going to enjoy it because I do have my... But here's the deal.
Yeah.
What's the deal with TV? No, here's the deal with TV. There's so much. Sometimes it's crippling trying to figure out what you should do. But music, on the other hand, oh, my God. It's there's, like, what kind of a mood are you in? And, you know, like, Spotify has just upped... You know, like, what are you feeling? I don't know. I'm not really sure. Think of anyone you like. Okay, let's listen to that.
Little River Band. Yeah.
Seriously, let's listen. Hey, hey, Spotify, play Little River Band radio or whatever. Like, you can do all of those things. Plus, you can take.
I love that you're finally on Spotify, by the way.
Oh, no, me too. I know. I was a holdout for a long time.
I'm just
it's
glad
just
you're
easier.
With us now.
Yeah, it's
Thank
just
you.
Easier.
Thanks for joining.
Plus, as I said, what do I love? I love seeing what my day list is. I check it multiple times a day. A lot lately, it's been Rage, Scream, Tuesday afternoon, Rage, Scream, Thursday morning.
Is that a playlist name?
It's so on Spotify, you can go in at any time during the day and you put in day list and your day list will be different throughout times of the day. And it's totally for you.
Okay.
And so check it out.
But do you curate it?
No, it gives it a name for you.
It's
based
like how
on like what
like
you've been
daily
listening.
Daily mix number one, oh, daily
gotcha.
Mix number
okay.
two.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
And okay. so anyway, so yeah, that's great. Plus, I mean, I don't want to always be sitting inside watching TV, especially as the weather's getting nicer. Like the minute we go outside.
Okay. So it's December or January and you're
still,
I'm just saying.
Still music. Yeah. Still music. I mean, look, I'll miss TV, but I can also read books. I could get
you could
exercise.
Hum to yourself.
I could hum to myself. I can cook and listen to music. I can't. I
no,
don't cook
can't.
And watch TV.
You can't listen to music.
No,
you're
I am. That's
music.
What I'm
that's
picking.
Right. That's right.
Yeah,
right,
yeah,
right,
yeah,
right.
yeah.
You're right.
Yeah, sorry. I'll give up TV. Plus, quite frankly, if we're gonna look at loopholes, I could probably watch some stuff on my computer. I'm just throwing it out there.
No,
I'm
can't.
Not going to. I know you're all gonna ding me on it. It's fine. I'd rather listen to music.
I'm glad Alexing the question is back. I'm starting to worry about you.
No,
Jen,
it's gonna
where are you?
I think I'm gonna go the opposite route.
All right.
My current job situation has been rather stressful. And so I've never in my life looked forward to sitting on a couch and watching something mindless because it helps me turn my brain off for a little bit. And, it might just be a phase I'm going through right now because music is a big part of my life. I like it on in the kitchen. Like you said, when we cook, I like to walk and listen to it. I like to do all those things, but lately I need something that is going to actually like relax my brain, and that TV mindless TV does that for me in a way that music doesn't as much. I think it's a phase. If you had asked me this 6 months ago, I might have had a different opinion, but right now
you need your binky.
I literally need your TV binky. I was on the sofa every night this week that I have come and like sat on the sofa, and sometimes it's late at night after work and I'll sit down and I'll be like, I'm so happy to be just sitting on this sofa watching TV doing nothing. It is such a respite for me. So, plus, as Alexander said, there's a lot on. There's a lot of fun stuff. I love movies. I love TV. I love all that
you
stuff.
You do.
I do.
You're
I love to
cocooner.
Read too, but yep. I love it. I love it. I love the snuggle factor of it. Oh, it's great. That's
me right now. I like that we have two different opinions.
I mean, don't get me wrong.
From two people who are both very tuned into music and very tuned into TV.
That's what I was
both
just going to say. Yeah,
yeah.
Like we watch a lot.
You both
do a lot
of both.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, you do.
We're consumers of media, period.
But I was going to say, but also reading books. I've got a book to loan Jennifer.
It's not exclusionary. Yeah. It's just that you're both on the same plane as far as those things go. For me, interestingly, I have over the years listened to less and less music.
Really?
That's surprising about you. You
and
love music.
I do love music. I play music. But I have found that I got so sucked into the podcast world that when I have free time to just, you know, I'm cleaning or driving or doing whatever, I'm listening to podcasts. Yeah. And it's almost like as you guys know, it's a lot of political stuff. It's a lot of current events stuff. And it's almost like it's homework. It's almost like, I look forward to some of it.
Yeah,
but
that's why I don't like that.
I know.
Me too.
It's not relaxing. It is not relaxing. It definitely keeps me informed. I'm one of the best informed people you probably hang out with.
Yeah.
But it doesn't relax me. And
of the course
other day,
it doesn't. The world sucks.
Literally the other day I was working on some stuff and I couldn't work anymore. And I'm like, you know, just put on a song. Hey, let's go and put on a song. And I started playing this playlist I hadn't listened to in like 5 or 6 years. Of course, on an endless loop, just again and again and again. And I was listening to it, and I literally had the thought, it's good to listen to music. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. You need to listen to more music.
Yeah.
You need to let your little brain free up and just enjoy it because you like music and you like lots of different kinds of music. And so for me, if this question was giving up music, it would be easier for me to do that because I've been spending less time with it, but I don't want to do that. I would like to go forward, do more of that.
Yeah.
To the other point, the sitting down and turning into a vegetable on the couch and watching TV is a rite of passage 6 or 7 nights a week.
For
like,
sure.
It would be very hard to give that up. And so I think if this were a 30-day challenge and somebody said, Ellen, which one can you do? I'd say, I'll give up music. Mm-hmm. And I can, because then I can zone out. Yeah, I think
Dude,
I probably
you
could.
You two are always aligned.
I know. Can I say something really quickly, though?
Yeah.
Do you guys feel like, because I feel like all three of us consume a lot of media, whether it be books or podcasts or music or movies or videos or whatever. I feel like I go in peaks and valleys with all of it. Like there'll be times when I'm an avid reader and then I won't read a book for like 4 or 5 months and won't even touch it. Like I haven't touched a book since January and you're about to lend me one. It's May next week.
It's a big one too.
Okay. Well, it's a big one. That's good.
No, I have a book all the time.
I know you do. But then I'll go through the same. Also with music, sometimes I get into a rut and I'm listening to the same thing and I get tired of my own playlists and I need like a, like right now we're in a really great part of new music. We've got new Beyonce. We've got new Taylor Swift.
True.
We've got
lots to discover.
There's lots of new stuff that's coming out right now. I feel like that also happens cyclically.
Are you loving the Beyonce?
I like that album. You don't?
I only have like
4 that I really like.
All right. But I've only got 3 that I've been like, I like those.
I like it.
Okay. All right. Yeah. No, I haven't gone through the whole thing.
But I just feel like there's a lot of music right this second all of a sudden that's new and fresh and fun. So, but then that'll ebb also. And then I'll go back to like
peaks and valleys.
Reading magazines more. Or, you know, like I just feel like it goes. And summertime, you know that TV's just going to dry up.
True.
Yeah.
Anyways,
oh, it never does anymore. Now you can always watch any show
there
you missed.
There are no summer reruns anymore.
Yeah, I know.
Kids, this is something you won't understand.
They don't know what a rerun is.
They don't. All right, let's move to this.
Anyway, media is awesome.
I think
yes.
Thumbs up to the media.
Yeah.
You guys are going to have strong feelings about this. Would you rather eat pasta with maple syrup or pancakes with garlic?
Pancakes with garlic. Oh, a pancake with garlic sounds great. Have you ever had a scallion pancake? Delish. I make them. They're good.
I
look.
Well aware.
Yep. Maple syrup and pasta. I think of Buddy the Elf Elf.
Oh, true.
And that's gross. That's gross.
True.
That's a no. I mean, unless, of course, you put on that marshmallow cereal.
Somebody, you know what? Someone would come up with a recipe. If you put them on Top Chef and said, okay, you got pasta and maple syrup, make it work.
You know what, though? Pasta. Some things I don't like are like a mole sauce. I'm like, no, because I know it's got cocoa in it. I don't want my dinners to be sweet. I like a savory dinner.
By the way, we're not talking about a scallion pancake. We're talking about a regular pancake.
No,
like
I know.
A
fluffy pancake.
A buttermilk pancake.
Infused with lots of garlic.
I think I can make it work.
Okay.
I think I can make it work.
She's going to make it work.
I love garlic too. It's so good.
True.
So
the stinking rose,
good.
As we call it.
I'm going to go the opposite, which is very strange for me because I don't like
Seriously?
Pasta the way that either of you do.
You don't even really like maple syrup that much.
It's okay. But I feel like, I don't know, the garlic on a buttermilk pancake sounds foul to me.
Interesting.
I can't.
Neither of them are great. I'm
no,
picking the
not at all.
Lesser of two.
But it's like when I watch Buddy the Elf swirl around that pasta and put it in the Ziploc bag, I'm like, I guess I could eat it. It's just a sweet pasta treat. Pasta's a vehicle for the sauce to begin with. Does
Absolutely.
Pasta taste like anything?
I love pasta.
I know you do. I don't.
I just
for me,
made a
I don't
carbonara the best I ever made the other night.
Oh, Lou
I
would
made
like
the
I
worst.
Learned how to make it with an egg. I didn't realize you need to put an egg.
What did you think you put in it?
Cream.
No cream.
The egg does it.
The last carbonara I made, I was tempering the eggs, and I didn't do it the right way, and I could see a little bit of scrambling.
Scrambled.
Like,
that's
damn
good.
It.
No.
But the time before that I made them, everyone was like, how did you do this? I'm like, I know. I crushed it this time. But the last time, man, not great.
Oh, my God.
But,
that's my choice.
Okay.
Okay.
I get it.
Ellen?
I was torn. You you made the equation to scallion pancakes, which I love.
Me. But those now are you totally make me different.
Thinking, now you're making me think a little
those
takeout
are,
this
those
weekend.
Those are also like fried right. sesame yes. oil.
Yes.
And it's a completely different now, like substance.
Now
altogether.
I'm planning my menu for the weekend.
Ellen's, yeah.
but you're
Ellen's
absolutely
just
right.
opened up. Like,
you're absolutely
you know,
right.
Taste of Asia.
I think I would, I'm with you. I think I'm pasta with yeah. maple syrup. I'd find some way like, okay, really heat up
bad.
The syrup
yeah,
or do something
great.
And it's just swirl a carb. It's just a carb fork. With yeah. a bunch of stuff. I'd find a way.
Hot, I like hot maple syrup too.
Oh, you want to warm it up. You yeah. really do. You're good at that too. Anytime I've had breakfast with you, you take care of those little touches. Appreciate that. Hostess, mostess. That's what I'm saying. All right, you two, and we know who's going to jump on this one. Would you rather compete in the Summer Olympics or the Winter Olympics?
That would be the summer, Ellen.
Oh, wow. And I would not
even get a chance to take
no,
a breath.
No.
That would be the summer. I would crush it in many of the sports.
No, I would like to know your main event.
Oh, well, it obviously would be the gymnastics
of
event.
Course. Oh, I mean, yes.
Erder. but I also was a competitive diver, although they are
Has she
so
mentioned
far,
that before?
They're
Never,
so
no.
far up. I watched.
They're pretty high.
I have to tell you, for someone who competed as a gymnast and as a diver in her youth, I am terrified watching
how
both
high.
Of them.
That's a follow up. How high those freaking diving boards are?
I think it says on it, doesn't it? Like 20 feet or
something.
Something. Like that.
It's like that's like a story and a half jumping yeah. off yeah. a house no, and a half.
I don't know how high the top platform is. Yeah. I jumped off of one a couple times in high school.
Just jump.
It was terrifying. Yeah. But I used to dive on the springboard, so I would do 3 meter, which is 10 feet up, which is terrifying
that's
in its own
high
right.
enough.
Yeah, exactly. And you're bouncing, so it's like, go higher. I'm like, no, I'm high enough. I think I'm fine yeah. up here.
You can't make me.
But definitely. Look at you guys.
Yeah.
The summer's the varsity players. They just are. They're the cool kids. They're the cooler ones.
Oh.
They're like, I shouldn't say they're the varsity. Everyone's varsity. It literally is sports.
So you are saying that the Summer Olympians are cooler than the Winter
they
Olympians.
They kind of are.
Wow.
They kind of are.
This question is blown wide open.
Look, I mean, wow. like, think of in the winter, except for the ice skaters, who, by the way, that is one activity I am terrible at. I am a walker yeah. or a runner, anything on wheels or blades, hard pass. Yeah. I'm not good at
you
it.
You want your feet on the ground.
Thank you. But like, except for those guys, they're all covered up because it's fucking freezing out. So they're always there. Their faces are all covered.
She's concerned about
stuff.
The look.
Yeah,
I am. Absolutely I am. Sure. But then when you see them in the summer, it's everyone's like, you know, they're excited and the weather's great and they're tanned and they're like out there and they're just like in great shape. They're so excited. Everything is flashy. Everyone's excited. Like, no, absolutely Summer Olympics. It's way more fun. It just is. Sorry, Winter Olympians. You guys are badasses in your own rights, but no, I'm going to be at the summer. Absolutely.
I am turning to Jennifer. Yes?
Do you think that I'm on the same page as her or the opposite?
I turned to you because I felt like I was turning a page, as a matter of fact.
She wants to be on the toboggan or whatever it is.
Oh, the luge.
The luge. That's right, what that I was going to say.
Single man luge.
Okay, here's what I'm going to say. As a viewer, and first of all, I don't think people watch the Olympics the way that we all did when we grew up.
No,
it was true. We it only was had three channels.
There's too much to watch.
Yeah, there were, exactly. We had three channels. It was very exciting. If we're going to talk about varsity, of who's the varsity, there's a varsity in each of them. And for at least when yes. I was growing up, the gymnastics is definitely the varsity. That's what you want to watch.
Yep.
And in the winter, it's the skaters.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Those are the two of which that I watch the most. Now let's talk about the JV sports, because if we're going to talk about a balance here, winter wins out over summer. Name me another mm-hmm. summer one that you want to watch. I don't want to watch track and field. I'm bored to tears by it. I don't want to watch the javelin. I don't want to watch the discus throw.
Soccer? Basketball?
Yeah, I don't like those. Boring.
Diving? Swimming? Swimming is so exciting.
Swimming's, I'll give you swimming okay, a little bit. Little. I'll give you swimming. Okay. Yeah. But like ice skating is its own like 14 different levels.
Downhill, grand slalom.
Yes, and you've got like ice dancing and you've got pairs and you've got individual.
They bore
me.
They bore me after a while. Like, listen, I like it in the beginning. Then I'm like, oh my God, she's going to skate around and jump up in the air and spin again.
I disagree. I think it's far more exciting as a viewer. But also, if I have to participate, which I believe was the question, I'm going
to
be strapped on a sled and go down a hill because I do not want to swim, even though I was a swimmer.
Now, remember,
lane
you
five.
Can do anything you want.
I know.
Like, you have superhuman powers now.
Yeah.
Oh,
and you have a great body, too. You have a great body and you're young.
Yeah, she's going to be a star gymnast.
Yeah.
So what would you like to be?
I still don't
want
to
be a skater.
Are you
going to
be a skater?
Want to be a skater?
No, I think I want to do something that's a little bit team involved. Okay. Because there's less pressure. I want to be on the luge. Why will no one listen to me? Put me on the luge.
I just
want to
make sure
coach.
Your head.
Strap me fucking in.
So you're the guy in the front who's like hidden. You're not the guy who runs and like.
No, I just
want
to be strapped to a sled and
going
enjoy the ride.
85 miles an
hour. It's basically, it's like you're skydiving, but you're going down a track.
It's a fun ride. I look up the entire time.
I don't think you even look up. I think you're like hidden. I think you close your eyes.
I might. Who cares? That's my
She's
idea.
A loser. That's what she loves.
That's my idea of competitive sports for me.
Did you just
participation
lay down?
Wise.
Just
yeah.
lay down and hope the guy exactly. behind you doesn't kill you?
Exactly.
Again, it's skydiving.
And I don't have to wear some outfit that I don't feel good about myself in. Oh, no one's going to see it.
No, I think you are fully like.
It's going to be kind
of tight. I think you're very like.
Whatever. There's someone on top of me. We've already discussed that. He's like a blanket on top of me. I'm fine. All of it is just
oh, wait,
like,
you want that one? I thought you're going inside the thing. You want the spider one where they lay on top of you?
Yeah, I
want
to lie down.
Dude, that's very dangerous. God, you have a real you have a real weird
listen,
death wish.
Listen,
I didn't know any of this about you.
I don't want the I want it to be more team too because I don't
I like
want,
that. Yep.
I don't want
yep.
the cameras on me alone. I don't want to have to fucking stick the landing. I don't want to have to nail the triple sow cow because I know that pressure for
you
me is
fall.
Too much.
Yeah.
All of
yeah.
that is too much. And everyone's watching. You know I don't like the spotlight. I don't.
Yeah.
Believe it or not.
Yeah,
I know no I'm one. In sales, but I don't like that.
No,
I
want to
be
that.
A team member who can contribute but is not going to get called out.
Right. Mm-hmm. Jen
publicly.
Fucked it up.
Exactly. Right. I don't want to be the one who screwed
Jen
it up.
Fucked it
and
up.
I don't want and even if we win, I don't want to be the one who's
Jen
like, it was
fucked
all
up
me.
The four-man bobsled again.
Jennifer's like, I don't want the spotlight. Everyone would be like, she was amazing. I was like, Jen's like, I don't want to fuck it up.
Jen had her left toe out.
That's right.
And it dragged when the drag
we
of Jen's toe.
A hundredth of a second.
Is how
Jen.
We lost the bobsled.
Thank you.
Listen, I want to be on the Jamaican bobsled
there
team.
There you go.
And where they're all chill and relaxed.
Everybody's
and I'm gonna
high.
Be like, yes, this is what I want. That's how I want to compete in the Olympics. Because if
like
I have to compete, that's how I'm going to compete.
I like it.
Ellen?
I feel like things are more fun over in the winter sports right now than the summer sports.
We're partying in the summer, I'm telling you.
I know. Let's just say when I was an eighth grader, I tried valiantly to be a gymnast. And as my mother said, Ellen, we comely women aren't meant to leave the ground.
Right.
She was probably right. And there are many, many famous stories of my crash and burns as a gymnast that I am writing down,
Same.
Actually, and will end up in a memoir.
Let's go back to that at the end. We'll tell you about the Meek sisters.
Excellent.
But go ahead.
Excellent. If I think about, okay, what would I really want to do if I was really good at it? The first thing would be skating, but it's too much pressure.
Right?
There's too much pressure. Like, it's too much pressure. For some reason, I feel like to be the skier, the Lindsey Vonn
oh,
and the women
skier.
Skiers
oh, sorry.
Are
yeah.
bombs.
Yeah,
like,
they are
athletic. They're tough. They drink with the boys.
Yeah.
They it's danger.
Yeah.
And they, like, shoot down those moguls and doing the grand slam. Like, hey, they're badasses. And I'd want to be a badass. That's what I want. And people are waiting for you down at the end, and they're ringing their cowbells, and they're waving to you. Now you can crash. There is some danger.
There's a lot of danger.
It's a significant
It's extremely dangerous. I think they maybe give you a helmet. That's the extent
of it. I'm not doing the ski jump. I refuse to do the
and
jump.
And by the way, Ellen, you're also Lycra'd up. There's a lot of Lycra there.
It's presumed in this fantasy world that I'm going to look
Oh, that's
like
true. That's true. I forgot.
Babe.
Oh, that's true. I'm in a leotard.
Yeah.
What am I saying?
I,
of course.
Okay.
Yeah,
everybody,
we're all fine.
Everybody
no
is.
One can see me. I'm underneath Fred.
Oh, she's in co-ed Lynn.
Yeah, she's. I don't know what's going on.
Everything
that sled.
Happens in Jamaica. It's fine.
There's a bunch of stuff going on.
It's Yaman.
Yaman.
Okay. Okay. We have time for one more.
We sure do.
Oh, I figured we would.
Buckle up, listeners. You're not done yet.
Nope. All right. We'll do one that's right in our wheelhouse. Would you rather, we never really talked about this, would you rather be invisible or be able to grow and shrink at will? You're invisible. You can be invisible at will or grow and shrink.
I have my answer, but you can go ahead. I feel like I've gone first a lot.
I was to say, if we're talking about shrinking, can I be like, and I want to lose 20 pounds right
now? Yeah, exactly.
I don't know if I have my answer. I got to think about it. You go first.
I want to be invisible. Mm. I just think that's a great superpower. I think I might have answered that once or twice when we've done superpowers.
We talked about it in another question.
Yeah. I just feel like you glean so much information. Oh my God. Just the literal fly on the wall concept. There's so much. Plus also, if anything, let's say I did fuck up the Olympics, I could immediately be invisible and nobody could see me. I'd be like, well, she's gone. I don't know where she went. Anybody That's see true. Her? No, she disappeared.
Where's Jen? Because yeah. she fucked it
she
up.
She was on the toboggan a minute ago, and now she's gone. I don't know. I just feel like invisible is a great superpower.
It's true.
To learn a lot. I mean, you might not be happy with some of the things that you hear or learn.
You can also do things.
But
I
you
mean,
can do
walk
things.
Into the movie.
Exactly.
Go sit in the front
yes.
row seat.
Yes.
You, know,
you can do anything you
Ellen's
wanted to.
Trying to cheat
I'm sneaking,
people.
I'm sneaking yeah. in the movies. No one goes to the movies anymore, but I'm sneaking in.
No, I went this week.
I did. Yeah. I went a couple weeks
yeah.
ago.
But the shrinking and like, I don't know if I would use the growing big part of it that much. I don't want to be like, hi, I'm a giant today on a Tuesday, but like, I guess I would use the shrinking more, but even then to what effect? Mm.
It's true.
I get to retain all of who I am, my size, my strength, my everything about me when I'm invisible. Whereas when I'm shrinking or growing, I might lose or gain some of those things and it might be more difficult. I can't sneak into a movie when I'm a giant, Ellen. I can't.
You could scurry in as a little tiny mouse-sized person.
I could, but then I'm down with the popcorn on the bottom of the floor, and it's gross down there.
So it's funny you say that because that's exactly what I was thinking.
About being a little mouse in the popcorn?
Kind of, yeah. Like, okay. I mean, not exactly that, but at first I was like, do I want to be invisible? And like, what? I mean, as you guys know.
Yes.
You like to be seen.
I like to be seen. Yeah. I like to be seen. I like to be heard. However,
this is news to me.
I know. However,
wait, your name again?
Yeah. However, I was thinking to myself, like, being small, like, I'm thinking of the movie Ant-Man, and I was like, oh, that yeah. was kind of cool. Like, he got
I was
to do
thinking
all
of Stuart Little.
Oh, also a great movie. Yeah. See, we don't want to give up our wow. We don't want to give up any of our media.
Wow.
But anyway, but I was thinking to myself, like, okay, so being little, that's kind of cool. You can do all this stuff. But I'm like, it's kind of the same as being invisible. It takes longer to get places.
Yes.
And you have to basically have someone who carries you places. Exactly. And I was like, yeah, but being big. I'm like, when would being big ever help me? I'm not a jerk. I'm not going to be
up
like.
And get that ball off the roof.
No, I don't care about that. The ball can stay up yeah. on the roof.
Like, go get that kitten off the roof.
I have a 6 foot tall
go
son.
Get your child yeah. off the roof.
Yeah. yeah. You know what? If the child got on the
go
roof.
Go get the $1 million
that's
off the
child's
roof.
Fault.
You could be in the Amazing
yeah,
Race
like,
and you could rule.
Yeah, like being big is never going to help me. Like, as I said, I want to be seen and stuff, but I don't want everyone to be like, oh, look at that weird giant. Like, that's not fun for me. Again, I'm an Olympic gymnast, you guys. Like, I don't,
right.
like, we're small
that's
by
right.
nature.
That's right.
So, yeah, no, I guess I'm going to go invisible. It just seems to be the most practical of the choices.
I agree.
And that's really the way we evaluate yeah. supernatural
and, yeah.
abilities
wasn't,
questions.
Wasn't there a superhero who could become invisible? I mean, Wonder Woman had her plane
yeah.
that became invisible. Was there
invisible
man?
Jet. Well, there was an invisible man.
Yeah.
Oh, the invisible
there was,
man.
There definitely.
I think it's more like Ellen's, like, you know, weird vampire wizard what? Movies that she likes. Like, they get invisible.
Okay.
Hold on. Okay. Hold
the
on.
Picture that you were painting of my media consumption.
I'm not finished. I have more
I know,
to say.
I'm so
I have
aware.
Way more to say. Honestly, yes. my invisibility thing would not really to be like hearing what people are saying about me because it's best I don't know that.
yeah.
However,
it could true. Be careful
exactly.
what you tune into.
However, I would like to do it to scare people. That would be kind of fun. Like, wow, like all of a sudden you appear. That could be very fun. I was at.
This is interesting
I don't think
to
you'd
see.
Be invited to a lot of things after that.
Doesn't matter. I'm invisible. I just go in and whoop, I pop up.
They're like, there she goes again.
Yeah.
I hate when you do that, Alex. I hate when you go invisible and then come back.
But
I hate
could,
it.
Well, if somebody really took issue with it, then I wouldn't do it anymore. But I think
we wouldn't
most
do it
of my
at her
friend,
party.
Yeah, exactly. I think right. most people would be like, that is an awesome party trick. I got
to no. I'm going to set the stage for you right now. I would take issue with it, so don't do it to me.
Jennifer, I'm sorry. You won't know if I'm there. Fine, then I might listen to what you say about me. So you better watch what you
true.
Say, lady.
You know, you started just going down a path of what kind of person would you be in other people's minds
yeah.
if you were going in and out invisibility.
I don't think you'd be well liked.
Nobody.
No, only,
no one would trust you.
I would only
you.
Do it for fun.
Nobody,
I would only do it for
they,
fun.
I wouldn't trust you.
We wouldn't trust you, though. How would we know you only did it for fun? How would we know that you weren't there in the corner right now, standing
that's right.
there?
That's right.
How would we know?
Well,
because
we
I'm not a jerk.
We wouldn't know
I don't
that.
No, if
well,
you've got
if
invisible
somebody,
powers.
If somebody doesn't know that about me, then they're not my real friends, and you can just skip.
I have heard that invisibility changes people.
Actually, you know what, Ellen? That is a good point. That is true.
That's what I've heard.
After she got that power, she changed.
She did.
Girl, she's so different now.
I never spoke to her again.
Invisibility changed you, girl.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah, so
it's one of the pitfalls of this very imminent reality.
I do find it's not
all fun and games, guys.
Can I just point out the irony of the fact that you love to be seen and yet you choose being invisible? I'm just saying.
It's only because of the other choice.
I know. I'm just saying the irony.
Yeah, because the other choice. But what am I saying I'm going to do? It's going to be a party trick. That's my whole point of it. Yeah. There's no other point. I don't want to hear what people say about
me. Then it turns a corner. Mm-hmm. That's what happens. You realize your power. You're invisible. You go in the bank. You take the money. You come out. You become a criminal. You do all kinds of immoral things.
No, I wouldn't do that.
What
do you think of me? I would not do that.
I'm saying it knowing myself. I'm projecting myself on you.
Okay. So now clearly you're going invisible and you're going to
I'd rule the world.
You're going to turn to a life of crime.
I'd rule the world. I don't think there's any question. I mean, while you've been speaking, I've been thinking, okay, advantages of a tiny little mouse amidst the popcorn and sticky soda at the movie theater, a large person claiming the kitten off the roof of the garage. What are the advantages? Invisibility is a superpower. That's a super. The other ones are the party trick, but invisibility. Come on. You have entree into everything.
Good word.
Can screw up everybody's life. You can fix everybody's life. You can have whatever you want.
We didn't think about using it for good.
You could use that power for good, not just selfish purposes. No. How amazing! Or party tricks.
Make people laugh.
You could actually change the world the better.
That would
be
amazing.
You could rob from the rich and
you
give
could
to the
do
poor.
All kinds of things.
Full
yes.
Robin Hood. Yes. Yeah, I didn't think about that.
Yes,
we're assholes. Hey, universe, don't give us any superpowers. Yep, leave us where we are. We
if
need
anybody's
to be forgotten.
Getting it, it's gonna be me. Ladies, this went beyond anything that anybody asked for. It was a beautiful day. Listeners, spring has sprung. I hope everybody has the energy and joy of spring in their hearts and that the sidebar has brought you, obviously, a little bit more.
Even more.
And everybody work on whatever your Olympic skill is going to be because they might call you.
Yeah, you never know.
They need people. They always need
Jennifer
people.
Jennifer and watch me lie down right now.
Jennifer and I are going to the Olympic trials for beer pong later on this month.
That'll be our next question next week. What is our event? If we could invent that worked for all of us, what
would
it be?
There are a few new Olympic sports coming out. And it is something like dodgeball. It's something crazy.
Is quarters one of them?
I wish.
They're getting pretty close.
Although, you know what? As good as we are, if we actually went on a national stage, I bet we'd be like,
competition would be
at this.
Ferocious.
Yeah.
It would
but
be
there's
ferocious.
Some really good competitors.
All right. That's a problem
is
to worry about later.
Is chocolate chip cookie making on there? Because if so, I'd crush.
Oh, my
actually,
God.
You would.
Nobody would compete with you. No one would even show
and
up.
And you know what's great about that sport, Jennifer? Age doesn't matter.
True. Yeah.
Physical ability doesn't matter. No. It's just all about the baking. It's all
Jennifer
about.
Palmer in the Dole House Finals. She's stepping up to the bowl. I've seen her do this several times, Tim. Oh, I know, Sal. I know it. Every time she stirs, that's when the competition gets fierce. I know.
I feel like I noticed she put a tiny bit extra brown sugar in that. Did you see that too, Phil?
I saw that. I'm shocked that she's doing that. Yeah. I think it's a risk. What do you think?
She's not measuring the chocolate chips, but girl, you know what you're doing.
Wait a minute.
That's her call.
Is she putting nuts in there?
No, she never did that.
No, she would never. Bill, don't be insane.
The Chinese team is using
hang
nuts.
Up your microphone.
It's going to be I think that's a death knell. I think they're going to lose.
Hold on. She just set the timer and she turned. You guys, she just turned the cookie sheet. Oh my God, what is happening? What is happening?
I don't feel good about this.
Yeah.
No.
I don't know.
First batch is out.
Let's
go to the judges. First batch. What are the ratings we've got?
Oh my God, I'm seeing a 3.5.
Fucking Russian judges.
The Russians always.
Here they come again.
Okay, we pretty much played out that your first Olympic trial.
I feel good now.
There, you should feel good.
I feel hungry.
I would just like to say in closing.
Yes.
It's a winter sport.
It is.
Indeed,
Tola's cookie is a winter
indeed
sport. You know what? You should be captain of the team.
Thank you.
Much. Yeah.
Alex
it.
Will be on the daiquiri team. She'll be working the cocktails, the summertime cocktails, shaking it up. Ladies, I beg you, please say goodbye. We'll see you next time. Bye.
Go